For almost 20 years, the Wyoming-based punk rock band Teenage Bottle Rocket has grown in popularity. Formed by Laramie natives Ray and Brandon Carlisle, and later joined by Cody Templeman and Miguel Chen, the band gained an international following. In fact, a group of Japanese musicians have recorded a tribute album to honor the band, and one of their songs even appeared on an NBA broadcast this season. The band is set to release a new album and a couple of extra songs this month. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck spoke with lead singers Ray Carlisle and Cody Templeman to discuss the album and the band's legacy. Yeah, you don't need to know the reason why. Just shut up and get wrecked, 'cause now it's time to skate or die. Go!
The song Skate or Die by Teenage Bottle Rocket is one of their bigger hits. One of the many examples of how their music helps tie them into their punk rock fan base. Ray Carlisle says he and his friends idolized punk bands growing up in Laramie and decided to form their own. Carlisle says in the 1990s there was a Laramie band that had had success, and it convinced him that he could do the same kind of thing.
Back in 93, there was a label called One Legged Pup Records. The drummer to this band on One Legged Pup and one of the owners is named Justin Cooper. He owns a skateboard shop here in town. And his band, File 13, opened for Green Day in 1993 in Fort Collins. So we're like, oh, wait, there's this local band that opened up for Green Day. This is all attainable. Let's go out and do this.
Carlisle does human resources work for a Laramie business as a day job, but he looks the part of a punk rocker. He and his fellow bandmates have certainly kept tattoo shops in business. Many of the band's lyrics are funny and fun. The band is tight and takes its music seriously. And after a number of tours, it became very popular. Carlisle remembers when they turned a corner.
One of them was selling out the Bottom of the Hill in San Francisco, because we had previously played San Francisco and 10 people went. And we always considered the Bay Area just the toughest scene to rock. We also opened up for this band, the J Church and the Methadones and the Groovy Ghoulies in Chicago. And our t-shirt sales, you know, we were like, we did what in t-shirt? It was a lot of money to us at the time, and that was a kind of a monumental moment. Like, wait, people care.
Cody Templeman sings lead on roughly half of the band's songs, and like Carlisle, is very well thought of in the punk community. Templeman enjoys the fact that Teenage Bottle Rocket is the standard for up-and-coming punk bands.
I don't know, that feels awesome, like... You know, I mean, I think we all kind of put ourselves in their shoes, and I mean, that's how we started, was listening to bands, and it's cool to know that, like, what we've done, like, has done the same thing for other people.
The band did recently suffer tragedy when Ray's twin brother Brandon, the band's drummer, died suddenly in 2015 due to heart failure. He was in his late 30s. Some wondered if the band would continue, but after giving it some thought, Carlisle asked a drummer he admired, Darren Chuka, to join the group.
My whole thing was, I lost my brother, I don't want to lose my band. It's important to us, it's important to a lot of different people, and it's fun, so let's just continue to shred.
They are releasing a new album soon. Templeman says they're doing an album of unusual covers.
We recorded songs by, like, bands that we'd played with, and, like, were our friends' bands, and, like, bands we'd listen to in the van and stuff, and just a lot of bands that haven't really been heard of and that we just always liked, and we wanted to, like, kind of give them some exposure, and it was really fun.
RoboCop is a half-breed seller. Not one of us, but one of them. Whoa, whoa. RoboCop is a half-breed seller. He's on a hit list once again.
The band plans to record and tour well into the future. In the meantime, Carlisle is also trying out an acoustic career.
You feel naked with just you and your acoustic guitar compared to a loud band. And, you know, the difference is my mom, I don't think, would necessarily have a good time at a Teenage Bottle Rocket show, but she would love my solo thing.
So you had to do it for your mom.
Yeah, right.
Teenage Bottle Rocket's new album is out July 14th with an extended play that includes two newly released Bottle Rocket composed songs. The antelope grace and the jackalope steak. A prairie dog is bit by a rattler snake. Skater guy skates and the cabbage burgers bake. Wyoming beat BYU. Come back to Wyo. You love her. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.